We begin our service this morning on page 278 in the front of your hymnal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Dorothy was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." You may be seated for the singing of the entrance hymn, which is a solo, "How Great Thou Art," but we ask that the congregation would please join in singing the refrain.
Forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle when Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art.
Will you please rise for the Kyrie on page 278. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Dorothy and to all your servants, who having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading. The Old Testament reading comes to us from the book of Job, the 19th chapter. Job speaks, "Oh, that my words were written! Oh, that they were inscribed in a book! Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever! For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold and not another. My heart faints within me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle lesson comes to us from Paul's letter to the Romans, the 8th chapter. St. Paul writes, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please rise for the Alleluia verse on page 279. Alleluia, Alleluia, Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th and 14th chapters. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for our next hymn, number 570, Just As I Am. Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. To Doris and Marilyn and Diane, to all of Dorothy's children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, to her family and friends gathered here today, grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. The text that's given for your comfort today is John 14:23. It was Dorothy's confirmation verse. Jesus answered, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Friends in Christ, Dorothy Newhouse is a child of God, although this is not by birth, but by baptism. By birth, Dorothy was what we all are, a sinner. No different than you or I, she suffered from the same affliction that has haunted mankind since Genesis chapter 3. We fall short of the glory of God. But God is not satisfied with that, so he made Dorothy his child in the waters of baptism. He united her with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He gave her faith to trust that Jesus had suffered and died for her forgiveness, that he had risen to give her new life. And a new life she has. It began at baptism, this new life, when Dorothy was just 11 days old. And it shall never end. And that newness of life was reflected in Dorothy's love for the Word of God. Dorothy gave me one of my favorite anecdotes about the Word of God. She told me that when she was young, sometimes they would have to take horse and buggy to church, and the roads weren't as good back then as they are today, not as clear. And so if there was bad weather, snow or rain, then sometimes they would have to stay home from church on Sunday morning. And when that happened, her father would read them a sermon in German from a big book of sermons that were rather long. And so she said she always prayed that they would be able to make it to church on Sunday. Now, I don't know if that's where Dorothy's love for God's Word came from. Certainly, it was a fruit of the Holy Spirit. But anyone who's seen Dorothy's copy of Lutheran service book knows that she loved God's Word, especially when it was put to music. And this is it right here. It might be a little difficult to tell from a distance, but it is a very well-used copy of the hymnal. Its edges are a little frayed. They're marked with the oils, the natural oils that are on your fingers. She has it bookmarked in many different places with many of her favorite hymns listed and accounted for. In here, Dorothy sung the Word of God as it was put to music, as it was placed in the hymnal. The extended care staff, along with her roommate, could attest that she loved to sing these hymns of the faith in German, if she could remember the words. And she would sing them as loud as her voice would allow. Of course, it was not only the hymns, but the Bible itself that she read, along with her portals of prayer devotion, some of which have been placed with her in the casket. What wonderful example that she has set for her family and friends with her love of God's Word. If anyone loves me, she will keep my word. Dorothy loved Jesus and loved the Word of God. She kept it and she treasured it. And that also led her to pray. She prayed for her family, especially for her grandchildren. Do you know that your grandmother has been praying with you, fervently praying for you, since the day that you were born? I know that she did this because she told me just about every time I came in to meet with her. And her prayer was not just for your general health and safety. Her prayer was that you too would have a love for the Word of God. Through that word, which Dorothy loved and still loves very much. God strengthened her faith. He forgave her sins. He solidified her hope in a life that is yet to come. Today, you're here to mourn, and rightfully so. Your mother, grandmother, your matriarch has died, and there is no shame in sadness. Jesus himself wept at the death of his friend, and he shares in your grief. Yet the Word of God has much more to say, because God has come to Dorothy in life and made his home with her, she now makes her home with him. Her spirit now rests in heaven, in the blessed presence of Jesus Christ, where she has no more pain, no more sickness, no more weakness, no more sin, and no more guilt. And she there is awaiting the same day that we all hope for. Dorothy's anticipating that last day when all things will be made new, when death will be undone forever. She's looking forward to the return of Jesus, when he will raise the dead, Dorothy included, and we will all be with the Lord. We shall leave here shortly, in just a few minutes, and head to the cemetery, where we shall commit Dorothy's earthly remains to the ground. But this is an act of hope. It is an act of trust in the very Word of God that Dorothy loved so much. What is buried will rise again. It will rise again immortal and imperishable. So today we mourn, but we also hope. We trust that God is as good as his word, that he is faithful, that he will keep his promise. He will raise the dead. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now continue by joining our Ladies' Aid in the singing of hymn number 770, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. The congregation, please rise for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into the one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Give to our whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give to the family of Dorothy and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive our thanks for Dorothy and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We continue on page 281 with the Nunc Dimittis, the Song of Simeon. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace in the name of the Lord. Amen. And you may be seated for our final hymn, number 744, Amazing Grace.